1. The Seventh Bestowal Commission. My Creator Brother, I am about to witness your seventh and final universe bestowal. Most faithfully and perfectly have you executed the 6 previous commissions, and I entertain no thought but that you will be equally triumphant on this, your terminal sovereignty bestowal. Heretofore you have appeared on your bestowal spheres as a fully developed being of the order of your choosing. Now you are about to appear upon Urantia, the disordered and disturbed planet of your choice, not as a fully developed mortal, but as a helpless babe. This, my comrade, will be a new and untried experience for you. You are about to pay the full price of bestowal and to experience the complete enlightenment of the incarnation of a creator in the likeness of a creature. Throughout each of your former bestowals, you have voluntarily chosen to subject yourself to the will of the 3 paradise deities and their divine interassociations. Of the 7 phases of the will of the Supreme, you have in your previous bestowals been subject to all but the personal will of your paradise father. Now that you have elected to be wholly subject to your father's will throughout your 7th bestowal, I, as the personal representative of our father, assume the unqualified jurisdiction of your universe for the time of your incarnation. In entering upon the Urantia bestowal, you have voluntarily divested yourself of all extraplanetary support and special assistance, such as might be rendered by any creature of your own creation. As your created sons of Nevadon are wholly dependent upon you for safe conduct throughout their universe careers, so now must you become wholly and unreservedly dependent upon your Paradise Father for safe conduct throughout the unrevealed vicissitudes of your ensuing mortal career. And when you shall have finished this bestowal experience, you will know in very truth the full meaning and the rich significance of that faith-trust which you so unvaryingly require of all your creatures to master as a part of their intimate relationship with you as their local universe creator and father. Throughout your Urantia bestowal, you need be concerned with but one thing: the unbroken communion between you and your Paradise Father, and it will be by the perfection of such a relationship that the world of your bestowal, even all the universe of your creation, will behold a new and more understandable revelation of your Father and my Father, the universal Father of all. Your concern, therefore, has only to do with your personal life on Urantia. I will be fully and efficiently responsible for the security and unbroken administration of your universe from the moment of your voluntary relinquishment of authority until you return to us as universe sovereign, confirmed by Paradise, and receive back from my hands not the vicegerent authority which you now surrender to me, but instead the supreme power over and jurisdiction of your universe. And now, that you may know with assurance that I am empowered to do all that I am now promising, knowing full well that I am the assurance of all paradise for the faithful performance of my word, I announce to you that there has just been communicated to me a mandate of the Ancients of Days on Uversa which will prevent all spiritual jeopardy in Nevadon throughout the period of your voluntary bestowal. From the moment you surrender consciousness, upon the beginning of the mortal incarnation, until you return to us as the supreme and unconditional sovereign of this universe of your own creation and organization, nothing of serious import can happen in all Nevadon. In this interim of your incarnation, I hold the orders of the Ancients of Days, which unqualifiedly mandate the instantaneous and automatic extinction of any being guilty of rebellion or presuming to instigate insurrection in the universe of Nevadon while you are absent on this bestowal. My brother, in view of the authority of Paradise inherent in my presence and augmented by the judicial mandate of Uversa, your universe and all its loyal creatures will be secure during your bestowal. You may proceed upon your mission with but a single thought: the enhanced revelation of our Father to the intelligent beings of your universe. As in each of your previous bestowals, I would remind you that I am recipient of your universe jurisdiction as brother trustee. I exercise all authority and wield all power in your name. I function as would our Paradise Father, and in accordance with your explicit request that I thus act in your stead. And such being the fact, all this delegated authority is yours again to exercise at any moment you may see fit to requisition its return. Your bestowal is, throughout, wholly voluntary. As a mortal incarnate in the realm, you are without celestial endowments, but all your relinquished power may be had at any time you may choose to reinvest yourself with universe authority. If you should choose to reinstate yourself in power and authority, remember, it will be wholly for personal reasons, since I am the living and supreme pledge whose presence and promise guarantee the safe administration of your universe in accordance with your Father's will. Rebellion, such as has three times occurred in Nevadon, cannot occur during your absence from Salvington on this bestowal. For the period of the Urantia bestowal, the Ancients of Days have decreed that rebellion in Nevadon shall be invested with the automatic seed of its own annihilation. As long as you are absent on this final and extraordinary bestowal, I pledge, with Gabriel's cooperation, the faithful administration of your universe. And as I commission you to undertake this ministry of divine revelation and to undergo this experience of perfected human understanding, I act in behalf of my Father and your Father, and offer you the following counsel, which should guide you in the living of your earth life as you become progressively self-conscious regarding the divine mission of your continued sojourn in the flesh.